Hi, y'all. Welcome to It's Not My Fault the OASG Podcast is Not Popular, episode 23. As always, I'm Helen.
And as always, I'm Justin.
And as always, Justin and I are pretty big nerds, so Justin, what have you been watching, reading, listening to, etc. since the last time we spoke?
So about that, you see, I've been working the past couple weeks, and it's been kicking my butt. I am off for a couple days, so I'm going to try to catch up to everything. Not named Dragon Ball Super, not named Case Closed, Detective Conan, and kind of not Blue Exorcist. I'm kind of caught with that. I need to see the next episode, but the recent episode. But otherwise, this is stuff I got to catch up on. Like Showa Gamaku Rakugo Shinju, which I've heard has gotten very serious, I hear.
Yeah, I'm like two episodes behind on that. And every time I think, oh, I should listen to that, everyone on Twitter is like, oh, it ripped my heart out again. I'm like, I don't want to watch that right now. I need something different right now.
Like occasionally, like I wander on Twitter and I'm just seeing that. And I even see some articles about it too. And I'm like, I just like want to put that to the side too. I don't want to get to it yet, even though I have to eventually.
Where I accidentally see a screenshot and I'm like, oh, Jesus, my heart's not prepared for this.
Yeah. The only thing I guess I could say I have done is I've read Big Order. Have you heard of Big Order?
Yes, that's the one where a guy impregnates a girl by grabbing her headband.
Yeah,
amongst other things.
I got to that part in the manga and it was like, wait, what? it's by the same creator as the Future Diary, and it's just as crazy.
It starts even crazier, honestly.
Yeah, it might be even crazier because it starts out like this kid. He apparently wished the destruction of the world, and instead of created orders, there's like at least 2,000 orders with more coming each day and stuff like that. But generally speaking, it starts off really boring. Like he's just talking to himself, thinking, "Oh yeah, I caused this and that." Then he meets this transfer student, thinks this transfer student is cute. Then it turns out this transfer student lives in the apartment. And she's like, "Oh, I lost my key. I need to call the locksmith. Can you help me out?" And he's like, "Sure, I guess I will help you out." Then she tasers him, and then he wakes up after being tasered. She brandishes a sword, and pretty much cuts his hand, like just stabs both of his hands while he's tied up. So yeah, like it literally like at that moment snapped me back into reality. But that's some of the stuff that makes it kind of interesting, but I feel like the narrative is pretty weak. Like there's some stuff that's just like I'm very apprehensive of certain elements of the manga, which makes it kind of like that perfect average. It has some great elements, it has its mediocre elements, which makes it right in the middle. It's a pretty Young Press released a pretty big volume. It's probably volume one and volume two, probably in Japan, like combined.
You think it's an omnibus then?
Yes, omnibus. I should say that. So it's a pretty lengthy read. If you're into like kind of that bat crap crazy stuff, this could be your thing. It could be one of those things that's so bad it's so good probably. But if you're not like into that kind of stuff, you don't have to waste your time with it.
Yeah, I was reading something better at least. My library has, I think, all of the current volumes of Noragami, everything that's out in the US right now. They've got through volume 17. And so I started checking a lot of them out last summer, but a lot of volumes just weren't coming in. And so I kept renewing my checkouts of them, since you can renew up to 10 times in my library, which comes out to about half a year. And so a librarian actually looked into it for me, and it looks like half the volumes were missing. So I was like, do I want to keep waiting to read these? And I just gave in, read scanlations for the missing volumes so I could keep going through, and then just marathon through the books last week, basically, since they were all due last week. And Noragami is something where I actually read a little bit of the manga before the anime came out, and I didn't like it, but I really liked the anime. And now I like the manga better. I feel like the art style is a little harder to follow. There's a lot of fight scenes in it, but it's not the best paneling. But I really like a lot of it, so I wish the third season of the anime would come out. And I also wish that volume 17 didn't end, like, in the middle of an arc, because I just want this arc to be over. I want to have, you know, a good stopping place where I can wait months for the next volume, not, like, darned cliffhangers.
this is the part where I'm just glad I have the New York Public Library, and I'm pretty sure they have all the manga available for Noragami.
Well, like I said, my library still has, like, all 17 volumes in the system. It's just that they can sometimes be really slow at figuring out, oh, somebody stole this. Or,
oh, no.
This is somewhere in the depths of the basement of the public library, the central library. Although, hopefully not, since they're renovating that for 2 years now, so if it's down there, we're never seeing it again.
But yeah, I've been wanting to read that, honestly.
Did you ever see the anime?
I watched, I think, an episode of it, and I meant to watch more, and I never did.
The classic story of Justin's life.
Yeah, pretty much. And I did read the first three volumes, but it's been like at least a year and a couple months since I read it. I should probably fix that, shouldn't I?
It's also got really good translation notes in the back, really interesting ones. The only thing that that caught my attention was that in Noragami, it's the story of an ordinary girl, of course, and some gods who are fighting monsters and occasionally each other, and the gods use essentially dead souls to do this. And the word is Shinki, and the anime just kept it like that, but the first volume of the manga translated it as Regalia, which is an accurate translation. It works. But I noticed in later volumes they went back to Shinki, and I'm kind of curious why. I think that the shift must have occurred in one of the volumes I had to read the scans for. So I was trying to keep an eye out for a translator to know to explain why they went back to that, since see them changing terms like that in the middle of a series.
All right. I guess two things. One,
Helen should stop mentioning she reads scans every now and then.
Actually, like, the first thing is the Nibbly Twins are actually translating Noragami, so they're pros.
Yeah, I'd seen it in the back. Yeah, I was looking at what the translator was.
Totally keep up with them. Second off, good lead off into a plug to an extent. The recent Translator Tea Time podcast actually kind of talks about that a little bit, where they explain that sometimes they don't actually like to watch the anime version of their translate of the manga they're working on, because it could influence how they work on their stuff. In the end, they have to do their own way of working on it. I'm not going to obviously spoil all of it, but it's a good list if you really want to kind of get into that part of it.
Yeah, my curiousness was that specifically in Noragami, they actually do specifically change from Regalia to Shinki in the manga at some volume, which is just odd. I don't usually see that going on, so I really wanted to see their translation note for why they did this. Yeah. Although it's kind of funny, because unless you look at the translator page, the translator notes always refers to, like, a singular translator. So if you didn't know that it's, I assumed it was sisters, twins, then I guess working on it, you'd be kind of confused.
Right.
And speaking of words, I also watched half of The Great Passage, which is that anime behind the double Amazon paywall about making a dictionary with the most niche audience ever.
Gasp! What do you mean you watched it? I thought you were waiting like everybody else, I think.
It's done, and I actually had an Amazon Prime subscription for a month. I was ordering some stuff, and Prime for a month was only going to cost $1 more than the shipping was, so I went for it. And so, and then once you have Prime, you can get a free week-long trial to Anime Strikes. I went ahead and did that, and I had a chance to watch, I think half the show exactly, 5 or 6 episodes before all my subscriptions ended.
Well, okay, what'd you think of it?
I really liked it, and I'm sad since I have a lot of friends who I think would really go for low-key adult working drama who would really like it but aren't going to get to it because, again, a double paywall. Not even a singular paywall, but a double paywall.
It's pretty evil, isn't it?
And I mean, it's such a niche audience as well that, like, you don't want to hide the niche audience things too far away because then you really are not going to have anyone doing that. Oh, and funny enough, when Amazon started Amazon Strike, that was the only double paywall thing they had going on there now. But I think I heard they've launched a similar service for Bollywood movies. So I guess all the Bollywood movie fans are in the same boat as we are now.
Oh, man. Does this mean... Wait, did they just recently launch this, or was it already up?
The Bollywood one, I think, happened about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Maybe... Is it possible that Anime Strike influenced their decision to do that?
Twitter was discussing that, and someone on Twitter was saying things like, just because something does badly doesn't mean Amazon's going to stop doing it, so...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I guess they really believe that's either the future or what. I don't know.
Mm. But yeah, I liked what I saw. Didn't have a chance to try out Onihei, which is also behind the double paywall. So I guess the next time I can get a free sub with that, I'll try out that as well and see if it's to my taste or not, since I honestly have no idea. It looks like it's so violent, and sometimes I like violence like in Pacino, and sometimes I don't.
Right. Well, I'm still going to wait until Scum's Wish ends, and then I guess when Onihei ends, and then I'm going to try to watch it.
You're going to try to watch all three shows in a week?
I'm going to attempt it. Hopefully, if I have to obviously make sure my work schedule lines up perfectly, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, Justin, this is crazy, but you have done crazy things before, like catch up with Detective Conan, so...
And catch up to... catching up to Dragon Ball Super is not...
But that's a lot easier than crazy. Detective Conan.
Yeah.
So I have faith you'll be able to pull off this crazy thing.
So you ready to get to some news, Helen?
Kodansha, slow down. Like, oh my god, stop licensing everything all the time, ever. Our wallets can't keep up. I've gone through almost all my Amazon gift cards. Slow down.
Justin, release.
What is the rest of the year going to be like if they're already releasing this many comics in March?
Okay, yeah, I guess the first thing is, one, release them in print. Please release them in print. I guess, yeah, I have no idea. I guess there's more manga out there in Japan. They could totally bring over for digital license rainbow. but like, actually, I don't think they could release that, but never mind. But yeah, it's really something. We should actually explain what they did license.
Everything.
yeah.
Except the titles that Justin and I both want.
Maybe. Emerald City Comic Con. I guess that was like 2 weeks ago, right?
It wasn't this past weekend, so it must have been the weekend before. Yeah. So yeah.
So, for March, coming up next week, Altair Record of Battles, Museum, and Hosoki's Cool Headedness, coming out March 21st, what's already out, three sports titles, Ace of Diamond, Giant Killing, and All-Rounder Meguru.
And I don't know about All-Rounder Meguru, but Ace of Diamond and Giant Killing are pretty long. Like, I think they're both around 40 volumes and continuing.
Yeah, that... Okay, like, literally, like, I was stunned, honestly. Especially with Giant Killing. That's, like, the last thing I would have ever expected to get licensed.
And apparently Giant Killing is also, like, really soccer nerdy. Like, needed, like, a lot of help in Japan to get all the soccer stuff right by the editors.
Yeah, because I think, like, we've gotten some titles over here that are mostly, like, in shonen magazines, so it's obviously going to be, like, it's going to be explained enough to, like, the younger audience can get it, but Giant Killing is, like, a seinen magazine, so generally speaking, they're going to make sure, like, they'll probably go in-depth with it, but they're going to go into super detail with that. So, yeah, I've heard the same thing, where they had to, like, really... For this one, you have to get like a really good translator, and somebody that's really familiar with soccer to actually work on this manga. So, I haven't read it yet. I want to. I hope to get to that this week.
But I haven't read it either, but I've seen a screenshot of one of the panel pages, and the font they used for the lettering, just the lettering in general, was bad.
Is it?
It didn't look like Comic Sans, but it was kind of a weird, biggish font that just looked really awkwardly placed in the bubble.
Hmm, that's interesting. And concerning at the same time.
I mean, it's not unreadable, but it ain't pretty either, so.
Right. Well, it makes you wonder, because, like, with all these digital manga getting licensed, you still have to wonder about the quality of it.
Mm-hmm. Since we've seen both Seven Seas and Yen Press put out a call for translators recently, and with Kodansha doing so many things, I'd imagine they probably are having to look for a couple of new faces as well to help them keep up.
And I guess in this case, also not just translators, but also letterers as well.
Since there's a couple of titles they've licensed recently, I think House of the Sun is one of them. I think they already have the second volume out as well. They're releasing some of these extraordinarily quickly.
Yeah. Like, you know, like they even sneak up on you, too. Like,
oh, God, yeah.
They announce it, and then boom, it's already there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But I guess going back, like, it's kind of crazy, like, some of these titles have like anime announcements with coming attached to them. Like obviously, Ace and Diamond already have anime. Giant Killing already has anime. Hosuki is Cool and Headedness got an anime and it's getting a second season. Later this year, Alto Record of Battles is getting an anime. It feels like most of the titles they've licensed are getting anime.
Yeah, not
or have had anime.
Not all of them. Like Chiaifuru did, House of the Sun didn't, and another one that Crystalina pointed me towards, Peach Heaven did not, but that's a funny one. I would like to see an anime of that one. It's really funny, so.
But yeah, they're definite. Well, yeah, I mean, they're not going to, obviously, not everybody's going to be getting an anime, but, like, the theme is definitely, it feels like the theme is definitely clear, at least for now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it just makes it. Go ahead.
And I'm always a little worried when they start putting out so many titles, just how they're gonna keep up the output and if they'll drop titles. Since I know they've said for things like Chiaifuru that they are dedicated to putting them all of those volumes out digitally. But when you see them picking up series which are 40 plus volumes long, it's like, holy cow!
Yeah,
what's going and then, on?
Like, yeah, it really makes you wonder about their strategy because. Alvin Lucette, they've had this in the works for a while, and then they experimented with the Delray titles last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess now they're finally putting it together and pushing out stuff for this year, and I guess for the next couple of years.
Do you know if the Delray translations were new translations or the old ones?
I have no idea.
I was thinking if they were the old translations, that would have cut down on work for them, but I haven't checked out any of those
titles.
I'm
going to assume they might have. Like a sign, maybe a trend, maybe somebody to look it over. I don't think they. And did all of them finish?
Some of them weren't complete. Aren't complete right now already. Like I know. Oh, Yozokuro Quartet is still ongoing in Japan, but they've got more volumes out that Delray did. They've got more volumes out of Nodame Cantabile now that Delray did. I was just wondering since I remember when Viz started picking up some of Tokyo Pop's old licenses. That stuff like Wish, it wasn't even just the same translation. It was the same dang pages. Like I compared it with the print volumes.
Yeah, I did the same thing too.
Like, so it was making me wonder if Kodansha was doing similar.
Yeah, like I think only a few things like Viz did. They changed like the only thing I remember off the bat that I know they worked on was Dead Man Wonderland. That's like off the bat. But yeah, I can't. Well, then I guess like, I'm going to assume they have people looking over. So if they're going to release more of those Delray titles that even didn't get brought over here and stuff like that, they probably do have somebody looking at it. But otherwise, like, yeah. Do they have enough translators for all this?
Mm-hmm.
I guess continuing that digital train to an extent. Yenpress is gonna bring the digital titles that they already had to print. Like that's kind of the hope for like the Kodansha titles. Mm-hmm. Like we have like Chiaifuru, and I guess like stuff like Ace of Diamond and Giant Killing. If they're successful enough, they'll get believe.
I don't believe there's enough sports anime fans in America for Giant Killing.
If they're popular enough, they'll get print releases, and Yenpress is gonna. Put in Prince Sekire, The Royal Tutor, and Kekiguri. So that's good. I guess that's good news. Like, I guess they said, I think they got enough fan requests to, like, have it in print, and I guess the sales reflect that, I guess.
And I think Serikiri had an anime, and The Royal Tutor is getting an anime in April, so.
Yep. Hey, look at that. I really need to work on this article, don't I?
Yes, Justin. Do it.
I really do. That's good, and then, hey, look, more manga that's coming over that had an anime. You sense a theme, listeners. One Piece books, if you don't know what they are, they have licensed The Rising of the Shield Hero, Kumamiko, they bring out the Miraholic, in Omnibus format, and also I think they're releasing it. The ones that Tokyopop didn't put out. They licensed Mikagura School Suite.
So add that to Miraholic and Whispered Words that are doing some kind of Yuri stuff here. Like Whispered Words was Yuri and Mikagura Suit was kind of Yuri, I think. A little bit main character.
Did you watch the anime?
I watched an episode because I thought the character designs were cute, and I was like, nah, the story isn't enough to make me keep watching.
Okay. But yeah, they're going to release the light novel of it August 29th, and then the manga is going to come, I guess, 2 weeks later, September 12th. So yeah, I guess like they, I guess it's they're just, yeah, it's a lot of, this is a lot of titles, jeez.
It's a lot of titles.
I'm not even sh like I'll probably like give it a chance to like look at it at some point, 'cause like I've heard some stuff about the anime. I heard it was kind of okay-ish, maybe.
The people I know who liked it were really thirsty for girls and girls.
That might be it too. And then I guess more light novels. I guess we always use more light novels, right?
I still haven't forgiven them Death March for being bad. No, like, I was reading the manga versions. I got both the manga and the light novel to
Oh yeah,
review.
what'd you think of it? Yeah.
The manga's even worse, and Justin, the guy is 29, and he's got all these teenagers who want to bone him. This is just,
Yeah.
nope.
Oh man, you said you think the manga is worse?
It has like an average of like 6 to 10 word bubbles a page. They're trying to fit in all of
Yeah,
the
I.
exposition. No, someone needs to
Yeah.
tell this man that exposition isn't doesn't make it interesting. That is not the same
Right.
as like actual details.
Look, I'll just tell you this. I still prefer all that to the Isolator manga, which is like it is its own. It is literally its own language. I will take the death. I will take Death March well over that. I'm
Okay,
sorry.
you get the next volume then.
Well, I already did, actually.
Okay, you can keep the next volume. But yeah,
But
there's just
yeah.
so many more titles coming out these days, digitally and in print. Like, I've been posting pictures of my to read and to review piles that are just in print, and they are enormous. And I haven't even touched any of the digital titles yet since there's just too many things coming out at once. And it's kind of hard
Yeah.
to also keep up with that. Like, I see social media accounts like Shoujo Beat, they'll post, oh, here's what we have coming out this month, and that's easy to follow. But for these digital ones, I feel like there's not always as much press. So even for people like us who like manga, who try to review a crap ton of manga, it's hard.
Yeah. And you just sometimes just can't find the time.
Okay, you know what you do need to find the time for, though?
What's up? What is it?
The Ghibli documentary, The Kingdom of Dreams and Madness, it's on Netflix right now, but it's going to be leaving on March 29th, so we've all got a little bit of time left to catch it.
I'll literally be the first one to tell you I had no idea this was on Netflix. How did you know about this?
Because it's been on there for a couple of years.
How, wait, a couple of years, what, 2013, 2014? I literally had no idea it was up there.
Just in a couple means two, so like 2015.
You want to be that specific? Fine. Yeah, I
Yes,
told.
I'm going
Well.
to use words the way they're supposed to be used some of the time.
But okay, so I you said it's like a documentary. I guess it was a dude. It looks at how they started or something, or.
I think it looks at just how Ghibli makes movies in general. I haven't found a time to watch it yet because I've been trying to watch stuff on Anime Strike before my subscription goes out. I've been trying to read all this manga, etc., etc. But, it might be where Miyazaki says anime is a mistake. That might be where that comes from.
Nah.
I'm not sure, but it might.
Was it that?
Maybe.
I feel like it was just a random article that, or he was like talking in some sort of interview, and that's when he said it. Or did he? Yeah, maybe that was it.
But yeah, it's a documentary from a couple years ago. I forget which movie Ghibli was working on when it was filmed, but I've always seen a lot of people talk about how good it is, and it's going off of Netflix on March 29th, and I don't know if it's streaming anywhere else legally. I also don't know who would be publishing it on DVD. I didn't look into that since, hey, it's on Netflix. I can watch it on Netflix, so.
Yeah. Hey, does this count as like one of those animes titles that leave that those ca that leave the catalog that we always do?
Yes, Justin, I did label this as it's not my fault, it's leaving on the script.
Oh.
It just didn't work with the flow. It didn't work in the transition. Come on, Justin.
Yes, we are very concerned about transitioning and everything in this podcast.
You may not be able to tell because we don't always do it that well.
Well, okay, let's actually like, I mean, that's, I guess it is about the Ghibli stuff is about anime, but let's actually talk about upcoming anime. What Well, this is kind of distant, but like...
It's not distant. Justin, the spring season starts in like 2 weeks.
Okay, not spring. Let's go fall. Already mentioned Hosea is Cool-Headedness is getting a second season. So if you watch the first season like I didn't. I will at some point. I will try it out. That's going to get a second season. Believe it or not, The Ancient Magus Spy is getting an anime.
Well, I mean, that one's not so hard to believe. I mean, we were kind of expecting it. We just figured it was taking them a while to get enough material for it.
Okay, then that might be it. Well, yeah. I was thinking like they had the OVA,
but they're an original story. So.
Which by the way, oh okay, that's probably why. Which by the way, Crunchyroll got the part two. I believe that should be up on his site now.
So. Yeah, it is because I already read it. I already watched it and put a review in for it. That'll be going up in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And part three is probably going to come out in September, since that's when Volume 8 of the manga is going to come out. And they've been giving these OVAs a theatrical run, but they've also been bundling them with the manga, and that's the schedule Crunchyroll's followed so far for releasing the OVA episodes.
Okay. All right. Then, yeah, and then I think the only big concern about The Ancient Magus Bride is, I believe, Wit Studios working on that.
Yeah, they're doing the OVA as well.
Okay, so the thing is, if you're keeping schedule, they're working on Attack on Titan for the spring, and I'm going to assume they're going to continue Attack on Titan during the summer. If you follow that assumption, they're going to lead right up to The Ancient Magus Bride.
Which is going to start off gonna... and run for half a year.
Yeah. Let's just hope they've learned how to schedule properly.
Well, let me tell you, there were an awful lot of still shots and slow pans in the second OVA.
Oh, no.
And the OVAs are only like a TV episode long, and they are coming out like every 6 months. So you would think that would give them a lot of time to work on it. But there were a lot of slow pans in this one.
Oh, no. This is... Well...
I mean, the good news is that the backgrounds are pretty. I'm really wondering who's in charge of those. But...
I guess we'll find out eventually.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I tried looking through the credits, but everything was in Japanese. There was nothing in English I recognized, so I tried.
Your next project is to learn Japanese, eventually.
Dude, I've been trying. I haven't had time. But Duolingo looks like they're finally going to release the Japanese learning part of their app in May, and I've been waiting on that since 2013. Duolingo is a little language learning app. I know it's on iPhone. It's probably on Android as well. And they've had a lot of languages, but they've never had Japanese on there. But it looks like that one's finally coming out. And I think Duolingo's free. I've got a friend who uses it for some other languages, and she really likes it. It's the gamification of language learning.
Maybe I should download that, actually. At some point, I should, right?
If the language you want to learn is on there, then go for it.
Okay. And then I guess the last thing is, Kino's Journey is... getting a new anime
with new voice actors.
Is it new voice actors? I think the main character. Okay, no, I feel like I think the main character is just.
The main character is different, and the motorcycle's different too.
Okay, never mind. But I'm going to assume it's going to come out next year. I don't know if they'll be able to finish get it ready for the fall. But yeah, that remember Kino's, for those who aren't familiar, that did have an anime. I believe it came out in 2003. It's based off a light novel that...
Series of light novels?
Series of light novels. And I know some people that really love the anime. Like, really love it. And I've been told to watch it for years. Guess what, Helen?
You're like me and we haven't seen it?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yeah.
And we haven't read the light novels either, since I think only two were put out by Tokyo Pop before... Either Tokyo Pop crashed and burned, or they just didn't put out any more Kino's Journey novels. I don't remember the timeline for that one.
Yeah. And then, but you know what, though? That's probably going to get... You know what? Somebody's going to probably license the light novels now.
So it's probably going to be Yen Press. Or it might be J Novel Club. Although their go-to right now seems to be the really quirky ones. Like, I can't believe Mixed Bathing in Another Dimension is apparently the name of a light novel series.
Well, I mean,
and that apparently it's kind of good.
Huh, it is.
Apparently it's like this guy and he gets stuck in another world and his power is that anywhere he is, he can open a door to a bathroom. And so he like starts like selling the water from there, like piping it out and selling it and stuff like that.
Okay. That's okay. That's
I feel like we have reached peak Stuck in Another World with that title. And Kino's Journey should be a nice return to the normal, placid fantasy for fans.
Yeah, that's I agree with that. But I do wonder about some people who I wonder if the people who watch the anime are that excited about seeing it again because it's been a long time.
Yeah, as of recording, we don't know if it's going to be a reboot or a continuation. Although I did see someone on Twitter saying this morning, man, the promo image they use is a giant spoiler if you know what they're going for. So I would guess a continuation then. I looked at it again and I was like, nope, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
I took one for the team, folks. I made sure and I was like, yeah, I can't tell.
But I guess, oh, yeah. People got some stuff to look forward to. Another franchise to look forward to coming soon.
Yeah, and something I'm not looking forward to is that they've announced the Noitama anime for next winter already. Koi wa Amegaru no Yoni, and it's age gap. It looks like it's an age gap romance, like a 17-year-old and a 45-year-old, I think.
Yeah.
I don't like the age gap.
This is serialized in Shogakukan's weekly Big Comic Spirits magazine. I don't know. I don't really know that much about the title. It's just that it's gonna be on Noitama title.
It's a romance and age gaps. I'm like, nope.
It's more like if you could sort of kind of, well, I mean, yeah, it's even worse than, I guess, Garden of Words in a sense, then, in that respect.
Yeah, I don't think the teacher was 45 in that one. I think she's younger.
Just a little bit. But it was popular in Japan as a manga, so we have to see. Well, I guess you have to see who's working on it, who's gonna direct it. I guess, and then we'll go from there.
I mean, heck, as people have probably seen, I like Horimiya quite a bit. I've been reviewing all the volumes on the site, and Yen Press recently licensed something by I think the same creative team called Ne Ne Ne. Digital only as well. But nope, that's also an age gap romance, so I'm not going there.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Huh.
Although, Justin, do you remember off the top of your head what the Noitama title is for spring? I can't.
I feel like I should know it.
I feel like since I really like the time slot. But
I'm just thinking about the summer and fall stuff. I can't think of the spring right now.
Tune in later.
Okay,
folks.
I know. All right. Okay, one I know is the sequel to Boring Girlfriend.
Saikano How to Raise a Boring Girlfriend. Right, that is getting a sequel.
Yeah, I know that.
There's only one Noitama in the title of season now, so that's probably it then.
Oh, I thought there was two, or at least
there used to be, but then they did those Project Ito movies, and they went down to one. And they haven't come back since.
Okay. Then that probably is it. Yeah. There you go.
So, Justin, are you looking forward to the spring anime season? I have to admit, I am, although I'm slightly alarmed at the sheer number of titles, since it looks like a lot of things I like are actually getting a sequel.
Like, I literally just know about Attack on Titan, and I'm probably and My Boring Girlfriend. That's the only thing I can think of right now. I'm pretty sure there. Oh, and My Hero Academia.
I was going to say, My Hero Academia. We got more Natsumi Yujin show. We got that Royal Tutor thing we mentioned earlier. There's a lot of stuff coming out in spring. It looks like it's going to be a big spring.
Yeah, well, most springs are kind of big.
Yeah.
Although, I think the past couple of years, the quality of the spring has been questionable. But yeah, I have to look at the chart again just to see what else is coming up. But yeah, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some titles that I'm going to want to watch, but I'm probably going to try to watch later.
And I know Nimuo has already said he's going to cover Arrow Manga Sensei for the website, so.
Yeah, somebody has to be the hero.
Yeah, someone's got to cover from the creator of Oriimo, and now they're not blood siblings, so they can. Justin won't want me to use this word on the show.
I won't?
I mean, you guys generally try to keep the show PG-13, so.
Okay, if you want to keep it PG-13, that is totally up to you.
Wait, if you're allowed to use one F-bomb in PG-13 movies, am I allowed to use one every episode of the show?
Yeah, probably, right?
No, let's not push it right now. Let's not have iTunes right. label says explicit right. or anything.
Okay. And how? Yeah, you know what? Let's just unless you want to keep talking about the spring stuff.
Nah, I haven't looked enough at it. Although by the next time we record, there's probably gonna be a couple spring shows out.
Yeah, like we'll probably wrap up the winter season and then we'll get into some spring stuff too. Okay, then we'll move on to not necessarily news that I particularly care about, but I know like some do, mostly because this is a long-running title. Hayate is finally ending.
I remember trying out that manga and I just could not understand why people were enjoying it. It was definitely not for me.
Yeah, it's been running in Weekly Shonen Magazine for, it feels like forever. It's probably starting like in the 2000s or something like that, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. But yeah, it's finally going to end. Maybe Viz will finish it in like 2024 at this rate.
Are they doing a once a year manga release?
Twice a year, as far as I remember. It's going to take forever. Unless they speed it up. But I guess it's, I don't know if it's selling well. But then again, if it's going at that pace, it's hard to really sell that well.
Yeah, usually when they reduce things just once or twice a year, it's just kind of their little death march waiting until it either finishes or drops dead completely.
Yeah. But yeah, I know some people are going to be sad about that. So.
Yeah, and since the anime season, the spring season, that isn't starting up for another couple weeks, you guys still have another couple weeks where you might not have as much to do. Maybe, although there are a lot of good winter shows this time around. So one thing I've been hearing about in the other podcasts I listen to is that apparently in the month of March, a lot of podcasters are trying to encourage other folks to try out more podcasts, get friends listening to podcasts that they haven't listened to before. So I wanted to highlight a couple of anime podcasts that I listen to. I know Justin said he doesn't listen to as many as I do, because I just have a lot of time for them. But the two I like to listen to a lot and was going to recommend to folks are the Anime Nostalgia Podcast and Old Taku No Radio. I should warn you guys, both of these tend to be kind of long, like 2 hours or more long.
That's pretty long.
The good news is that I can listen to them on 1.5 speed and I can still pick things out. I can't do that with my NPR podcast because everyone talks too fast, but I can do it with these, so sorry guys. But Anime Nostalgia talks about a lot of older shows. They had an episode recently on Bubblegum Crisis's, I think, 30th anniversary, talking about the different franchises there. And Old Taku No Radio does things like, let's spend 3 hours talking about Showa Genroku Rakugo Shinju, which you know from here, Justin and I are pretty down with since we like that show.
Oh, so you're saying I should listen to that episode?
If you've got, like, 3 hours to listen to it or some way to speed it up.
I know, so, like, some journalists that, like, I kind of follow or I have on lists on my Twitter, they, like, listen to their podcasts on, like, 1.5 speed. And I'm just like, how do you know? I can't, no way.
I can do it for some podcasts, like some of these anime ones, but like I said, don't try this with NPR because they talk too fast, and you probably can't do it with this one either because I talk fast.
Yeah. Maybe I should listen to more anime podcasts, huh?
I mean, just listen to the good ones. There's more good ones than just these, but yeah. And so it looks like part of this is a social media campaign of people tweeting out what they're watching or what they're trying to get friends to watch with hashtag tripod. So there you go, guys. Listen to podcasts. Listen to more podcasts. Get more people listening to podcasts. Make everybody a bigger nerd.
Yay! Nerdery. More nerds. I think that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's been both a busy week of all the licenses and yet also a less busy week since we just haven't gotten to reading any of those licenses yet.
Yeah, and thankfully no controversial companies doing controversial stuff or anything like that, and I think.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure nothing happened in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, pretty sure. But yeah, I guess that's going to be it for the podcast. If you guys are listening to us, please remember to rate and review us on iTunes. It'd be very helpful. Just let us know how we're doing, if we're doing well. Or on the OSG.com site, just let us know in the comments what you think of what we're doing.
Ask us questions, too. We certainly have time to answer them during the podcast.
Yes. So, I'm Justin. You can find me on Twitter occasionally at Kami_Nomi.
And I'm Helen. You can find me pretty often on Twitter at Wandering Dreamer.
And if you excuse me, I'm going to go try to catch up to my anime.
I'm gonna go back to sleep because daylight savings time stinks.
Did it wreck you too?
Yes.
Yeah, I had to work last night. Mm. It was pretty late. Yeah, it was an experience, that is for sure.
I just lost time. It's not here anymore. Where?
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Just one more thing. I don't expect to be that buried in snow this upcoming week. So just letting you know right now, I will still live. I will.
I don't believe that there's going to be a snowstorm until I actually see a snowstorm happening outside my window.
Oh, for New Yorkers, it's supposed to be a foot.
Yeah, that's livable.
Not if they shut down the trains.
Okay, yeah, that's not livable. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.